Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of TFG Radio. As you can hear, if you've been listening or on the Twitch channel with us, tonight, or this week, I have Tom. Say hi, Tom.
What do you mean you have?
I have.
What do you mean you?
And then we have John on the Wheels of Steel.
This is not just yours.
Watching on Twitch, you cannot see John because he has a very bad sunburn from his fantastic vacation over the weekend.
Don't make me turn this camera on and show them why. It would make my wife very unhappy.
I thought you said your wife doesn't watch this.
She doesn't, but that doesn't mean she wants the rest of the internet to see the mess that is the office.
John is being very self-conscious right now.
I have my entire living room basically in my office because we had a leak underneath the slab in our apartment, and they had to jackhammer all the concrete in the living room, and then they jackhammered a bunch of concrete in the bathroom, and I got a mess in here, so.
God, that sounds awful.
You know what? I'll have to pay for it, so whatever.
Well, you're paying for it in other ways.
I guess, but it's really not that bad. I'm at work all day now.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, you get to leave the house.
Yeah, I'm not even living in the squalor and dust.
Your family's home.
No, the kids are at camp with me. So it's just Natalie. She's the only one here. Yeah. Well, this one's going well. We haven't gotten off topic at all.
Yeah, it's fine. We have a very lively, action-packed show today. A lot to go on. A lot to talk about.
Why? Nothing happened today, did it?
It's been a very lively, not just today, it's been a very lively couple of weeks, today especially.
And we're not even talking about 2020.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I should probably switch over to the memes. Because I literally have no idea what anybody's talking about. No, that's one.
So as everyone knows, we've, everyone got a good look at the rules. Thanks to the rules being leaked. And then shortly after, literally the next day, GW released the core rules, which is essentially the core rules only.
Yeah.
It doesn't include a lot of the extra rules, and it doesn't include the appendix they've talked about before.
Yeah, and it includes a mission.
It includes one mission. One mission from God.
Dude, I'm all about missions from God.
I know Thomas. So everyone's had a good look at the core rules.
We have?
Huh. Well, most of us have.
Oh, okay.
Tom, what are your thoughts real quick? We talked about it a little bit off the air about the rules themselves. General thoughts.
I guess general thoughts.
Thoughts, not thoughts.
General thoughts.
General thoughts.
How did you know my online handle? General thoughts on the meals would be, they're good. No, I like them. I think, I'm not going to say anything revolutionary here, but they make it so players have more agency over the game for themselves. So, 8th was all about denying your opponent chances, which really meant that if your army was overpowered, there was nothing you could do if you were fighting against that. But if you control how your army, however it's composed, scores, and your opponent has very little interaction with blocking that, I mean, they still can to a degree. Like, for example, if they kill your army can't score anything. That's preventing your army from doing something. Then, you know, at the end of the day, you're still getting... It's allowing more players to kind of a shot at winning or have a shot at scoring high. I think it's going to remove some feels bads, but it doesn't take the skill out of it. And then the last point I would say is armies that are durable are going to do very good in this edition. Like Iron Hands, Plague Marines, Death Guard shit, basically. I don't know how Necrons are going to look, but maybe them too. Custodes, like...
So you're saying armies that were dominant last edition are going to be dominant this edition?
Well, Death Guard weren't. Definitely not dominant.
Death Guard were very good early on, yes.
Yeah, early on.
So if you were dominant at one point... You have a good chance to be dominant again. Is that because the rules didn't change much?
they've changed significantly. So, I mean, we're not talking about them selling stuff yet, so I think you can ease off the salt ride.
Never.
No, John's...
Pedal to the metal. At all times.
Multiple levels of salt. Sell multiple levels this episode, I think.
I need all the salt all the time.
Okay, Dead Sea.
John, your thoughts on this?
I think it's so good. Far. I think it's a good rule set. I wish they had kind of stuck a little bit more to the simplicity they had in 8th. But if they're going to do what they did with 8th, where they had all the bloat in the codexes, it just wasn't going to work. Right. So I guess trying to put some of the bloat back into the regular rulebook is good. It's still nowhere near as big of a tome as, like, the 5th, 6th, 7th rulebooks. The core rules are still smaller. We'll see. I don't know. I have to actually play it before I form an opinion. I don't theory hammer a lot. I don't like that. So I refuse to pass judgment on edition until I played it.
Do it now. We need it now, John.
No, I refuse.
I was going to say, that's very uncharacteristic of you.
No, I pass judgment on things I'm aware of and know about. I'm not passing any judgment about it because I haven't played it. Don't worry, once I played it for a month or two, there will be judgment.
No! Oh, don't count on that.
And I will state it clearly.
Stay tuned.
With a lot of salt. Or not, because I might be positive.
For myself, I really... Like John mentioned, it really seems like they took all the FAQs and kind of crammed them into the main rulebook in a lot of ways, and I really enjoy the bullet points after each rule.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that too.
Bullet points? If you just follow the bullet points, that's really all you need to read. So it makes that a lot easier. Hopefully someone will make a chart with just bullet points. Then it'll be much more condensed. Yeah.
The explanations and the picture explanations are going to go a long way to saving us headaches like LVO, Hammer of Wrath, the things that we like judge and stuff. I think that it will. Those will do what they hoped the simplified rules would do.
Hmm.
You know?
Interesting.
Yes, and then once we get the appendix that lists more of the edge cases, I think it'll help, and which is probably going to look like the FAQs. It's. I think it's going to clear up a lot of issues that some people are having
right
with the rules right now, because a lot of people are bringing up stuff that was an issue in the current edition, 8th edition, or was an issue because everyone's talking about the short charge to just get into engagement rate if you're on multiple levels, things like that. Because with the new engagement rule, people are using that, doing triangle and geometry, all that fun stuff, which actually makes me fall asleep.
But, fair enough. This all also depends on us actually being able to, like, you know, go someplace and play.
I'm assuming it's going to happen sooner or later.
It's all a moot point until people can actually go to events and stuff outside of, like, I don't know, the couple of places in the South that for some reason allow it and now have, like, a 300% increase in coronavirus.
isn't that what the Hammerfall bunker reveal was? It was GW selling you quarantine locations that they would just drop pod into your general vicinity that you could go play in.
That would be legit.
£300 per month to subscribe to, you know, satellite dropped safe space.
Mm-hmm. 9th edition, the best edition we never played. And that comment right there is why I reserve judgment till I've played it.
Yeah.
Which will be 2021.
So I'm enjoying at this point. So I'm enjoying. I like what I see so far in terms of just the way it's formatted and the way the rules are being written. Things like that. Once we see the appendix, and especially the points, because we still don't know the points. We still don't know what the GT missions are. So there's still those unknowns, and once we see those and people start playing those.
Weren't we supposed to know the points soon, though? Like, wasn't there this thing that was supposed to come out and it was going to have the points in it? Right? But then now it doesn't have the points in it? There was, like, this thing I was supposed to be able to download on my phone that would have it in it. Now it's not going to.
Are you talking about leaks? Playoffs? Are we talking about playoffs?
Oh, look, the meme's right there on the screen for you. Clue you in on what's missing.
What's missing?
Funny how that works.
So, with that seamless segue by John, that brings us to the other thing that GW announced, today especially. Well, they've announced two things today.
Yeah.
One to retailers and one to the rest of the world. Which one do you want to talk about first, John?
Well, we already talked about the app. I just hinted at it, so let's do the app first.
Alright.
Let's caveat that. Let's talk about their half-finished app first.
Which one? The one from the website that's power level only that they did 3 years ago?
No, the one where they teased a bunch of stuff about the app, and actually it's going to be $5 a month for something that doesn't actually work out the gate.
You mean the Dice app that you can only have if you kept it installed and didn't uninstall it?
That's funny. I like that. No, I mean the app that they were supposed to have like all the updated points for, and like all your 8th edition codecs would be in, and it would all be updated for 9th the weekend of the release, and now all of a sudden, that's coming Sunday is when that's coming.
Well, they originally announced that it was going to be the weekend of pre-order. This Saturday, actually.
Right.
Which they could still do, because right now, if you take the free version, because there's going to be a paywall, you all love paywalls, you get the core rules, and then you get access to codexes and supplements, which has to do with 9th edition, not necessarily the current edition.
Yeah, you know, I really hope that Knights at the Game Table lawyers up and sues them for that total IP steal. I mean, paywalls? Yeah. That's totally nice. They came up with that.
It's just Nick Donovati. He's the only one that needs to sue him.
That's true.
The king of paywalls over there. Tony, that's funny, Tony. I heard the app crashed, so it's going to go back up in a few hours. That fits with, 40K apps. That fits with the narrative.
So whenever it's released... Because now they're just saying, I think they said in a few weeks. What was that new thing?
Wow, whatever.
So anyway, so basically what the app's going to have, the core rules, you have access to codexes, but only if you bought the codex first. Now, I don't know if they're going
to But you're going to have access to all the 8th edition ones.
Only if you're a subscriber.
Right, so if you subscribe, you get all those ones. Then as you go forward... Any new ones for 9th, you have to then buy, and then you get a code, and you put it in, and you get it. Which I'm actually fine with that. I said that way back when. It's if you have a subscription service, $5 a month, whatever. If I buy a codex, I put the code in, I get it on there. Awesome.
Yeah. So real quick, supposedly when the app is released, what it's going to have is core rules, access to codexes. As they're released with codes, and that's it for the free version. For the subscribers, which is about like $7 or $8 a month, I think, or $6. I don't know.
Born again, man child. At least they're taking the time to get it right. What were they doing when they're all stuck at home? Not coding the app. They were literally stuck at home for months. What were they doing?
Coding other games, which probably paid them more.
Probably sitting around painting their minis. So, code the damn app.
Yeah, they're the only people in the world who painted their minis.
They probably are the only people in the world who painted their minis on quarantine. I didn't paint any.
With the subscription, you also get reference to the rules fast, which I don't know what that means. But as we mentioned earlier, you get the bonus of having all the rules from the 8th edition codex. I'm assuming without even having to buy the actual codex.
The way they phrase it, that's
have.
It.
So with codexes you don't have or didn't buy, you'll get access to them with the subscription. Now, one thing they did mention was to construct and validate your army list with the caveat that says coming soon. As we all know, coming soon means whenever.
Yeah.
We'll see how soon soon is.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know what? I'm actually very appreciative of their professional approach. Like, I'm glad they're letting us know, you know, 3 or 4 days ahead of time that things are not going to work, as opposed to 2 or 3 hours into the day that things are not going to work.
Also a legit point. Although, in keeping in the strain of what you're talking about, the 2 to 3 hours into it, nobody makes an announcement it doesn't work. You just find out it's not working.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you just sit around for a couple hours.
And then you sit around for a couple more hours while it doesn't work.
Yeah, at least they'll have some justification when they're playing their game or painting their minis, and they say, hey, how come this isn't working? We're like, oh, we told you 4 days ago. And it's like, oh, well, thanks, dog. thanks for the previous heads up.
That's fair. Let's see here. Somebody said something pretty funny. The person coding their app is the same person that manages their GeoCities site.
The other
good one was people complaining that it's going to cost them $5 a month. And the best, and Mr. Inquisitor, I'm with you on this one. If you can't afford $5 a month, why are you buying new models and playing in tournaments?
You know, and that's been for a lot of people today.
Yeah. There are a lot of people like, it's going to cost me money. Yes, this company created something that's a product. And in a revolutionary bit of business, they're going to say, hey, you got to pay me for this thing that I made that you're going to use.
I'm just still waiting for millennials to kill it. I'm waiting for the news article. Millennials kill Games Workshop.
Right.
Shit.
And then it's going to be all the Zoomers that we blame for real.
Damn it. I need to save my good material.
It's not the Zoomers. It's going to be the Boomers. Who won't pay their $5 for the app that they can't use on their iPhone because they can't make their iPhone unlock and work.
And also because they have 17 other subscriptions they've unwittingly paid into.
I got to tell you something. So at summer camp, we're testing a contactless sign-in and sign-out. Because you used to just be on a sheet of paper, right?
That's right.
So instead, they sign in, they scan a QR code for sign-in, and then for sign-out, they scan a different QR code. Anybody want to guess? The age range of the people who can't scan the QR code and fill out the form?
3 years old.
I'm going to say it's over 55.
It is definitely the age range of people I will no longer vote for public office.
So over 80?
No, over 55. I'm voting for anybody over 55 ever again in my life.
God.
All right. What were we talking about? Apps that don't work?
Ageism.
Were we talking about Best Coast Pairings then, or are we talking about the 40K one?
The 40K one hasn't shown it doesn't work yet.
Not to mention which, it technically is working if they said ahead of time it doesn't work.
Correct.
It just means that it's working as they've said it won't.
Yeah.
It's all logic, you see.
Fair enough.
The British, so they're very good.
Out the gate, basically the only thing we're not getting is the army list, which is really what everybody wants.
Sad panda.
Right. The thing everybody literally wanted out of this app, we don't get. Okay, there's another thing I want out of this app that we're not getting yet, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay. I mean, I know what it is.
No, definitely not that. I can do that on my own in incognito tab.
Which is not truly incognito, but okay.
Whatever.
So hopefully we'll see who... there's already been a lot of discussions about the app, good and bad. A lot of enjoyment in the different chats.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens. The other thing announced today, kind of behind the scenes, if you're a retailer anyway, was... we're not going to get as many box sets as we thought we would. And by we, I mean stores. And by stores, I mean the independent stores. Not that you did.
Yeah.
And by the independent stores, we mean we.
Yeah.
It's
almost like all those people who got upset with me for being so upset about the fact that they released Psychic Awakening and didn't create any more Grey Knights. And we're like, oh man, it's just because it's Grey Knights. And it's something that they just didn't think about they needed to produce. It's almost like all of you are fucking wrong. because they're releasing a brand new edition that they've been teasing for 4 months in a row, constantly, and they don't have enough box sets. So everybody who got upset with me can take a step back.
Here is your standard issue Pikachu meme. And,
yeah. You know, Tom, I didn't use that one on purpose.
That's like my favorite one.
I know, but it's overdone. I didn't use the surprise Pikachu on purpose.
But see, that just makes me annoyed even more. Cause it's like, people, we want the Pikachu meme. John, it's overused. People, Pikachu meme.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it. Now that you should have made. I'm not going to put it on, but we didn't think about it.
Hey, man, I'm hilarious in context. You quote me out of context in any of these episodes, I sound dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like a number of stores aren't getting their full allotment that they requested, and from what I'm hearing is they're getting those boxes are being reassigned to Games Workshop stores.
Hey, GW, I want to get 200 boxes from you because I have 200 people who want to give you money for them. Best I can do is 45. So you don't want money for the other 155 boxes? Nope. Thanks.
Yeah, they'll get more money selling them out of the GW store.
I'm not buying them from a GW store. They can fuck off.
That's not aimed at you. You know that.
You know what? I think it's aimed at enough people.
GW stopped caring about veteran gamers a long time ago.
Excuse you. How dare you imply I'm old?
Never said old. I said veteran.
Yeah, that implies I'm old.
How dare you imply he's a veteran?
That too, man. I didn't serve.
Veteran gamer.
Hashtag stolen valor.
We might be one of the only 40K podcasts that doesn't have a veteran on it.
No, we do and we don't.
Well, yeah, but... Yes.
Well, every example I can think of is actually more of a YouTube channel than a podcast, so I think you might be right.
So there's a lot of gnashing of teeth at that, so...
According to the Falcon, some are getting zero allotment. Okay, so this Falcon 40K, let's just confirm something for a minute. That's the one from the podcast, not the one I hate from Daka Daka, right?
No, it's the podcast.
Okay. Because if it's the one from Daka Daka, I'm going to ban him right now.
No. I think you actually choose the bird he's supposed to choose.
Okay, yeah. Good.
And the reason why I didn't mention... The reason I didn't mention that Stat Center isn't one of the podcasts without a military member is because, to my knowledge, if you live far enough into the Canadian North, you're just automatically drafted as a Mountie just by default.
Because you already have a horse and a hat?
Yeah, so it's kind of like being automatically entered into the reserves.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, so it's like...
Hey, same for me. I have not been on Daka Daka in like 10 years, except for when I'm forced to. Because Reese is like, hey... Can somebody go answer this thing in the thread about LVO? And I'm like, fine. And then I got to take a shower.
Yeah, like Tony was fully clothed. Tony was saying he ordered 150 boxes, was only getting 45, but he pre-sold 110.
Nope. I'm not okay with this at all. It is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I understand that I rant to be funny sometimes, and this is not to be funny. That's... ridiculous. Like, make enough stuff so that you can sell it if you're going to hype something for 4 months. Or don't hype it for 4 fucking months and get everybody all excited and then tell your retailers, oh, sorry, all these people who want to buy stuff from you, they can't buy it. LOL, funny. YOLO, I guess.
You know what it is? You know what I figured out it is, though? Honestly, it's... So GW, right, allows retailers to, like, give up to a certain percentage discount, and the reason they give up to a certain percentage is because they want the hobby industry to be alive. So it's like, GW, hey, people can do up to 50% to, like, you know, keep the brick-and-mortar stores alive. Also, GW, we're going to sell more than you.
We're going to get more than you, not sell.
Exactly. Well, yeah, there you go, at the very least. So, like, they're controlling supply, but it's like... it just occurred to me today too. I was like, man, that's so fucking brilliant. They can act like they're acting in the common good, but then really just like dole it out. Like, well, here's your common good for today.
I can't. It really is ridiculous. Like, I was like, I went from being like, awesome, I'm gonna get three of these boxes. Do you know how many I'm getting now?
Oh, you're getting zero, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, literally, because of this, they went from me getting three to me getting zero.
Like, is this out of protest or because you're...
No, because I'm missing out, because all of mine were going to be through different non-GW retailers.
Oh, I see.
And I'm not going to go buy from a GW store. I'm not. You know why? Because, one, there's no discount. Two, your stores suck. I don't want to walk into one. The one that's near here in Glendale, there's no parking for. It's next to a Starbucks, which is super busy, and, like, another restaurant that's super busy, and the parking lot has, like, 8 spots. You can never park at it. I'm not going to go walk into your stupid, crowded-ass store and buy your thing. And I'm also not going to wait for you to ship it to me for weeks.
Hmm.
And it's a relative weeks, because really it's days, but it's still slower than Amazon. So why would I spend $600 to buy it from you and take forever when I could have gotten it from three other places much faster? And I could have spread it around and support three different people. And now I'm getting zero because I got those messages. Sorry, we only get 45. Cool, thanks, guy.
Guess I'll just sit over here and twiddle my dick.
I guess I just won't buy any of your box sets.
Hmm. Yeah, Mr. Quitter is saying that one of the YouTubers was able to secure a demo and few retail versions to give away as raffles.
Awesome. So they gave out a bunch of free ones to random people to give out. But not to be able to buy from anybody to buy from them, purchase, actually make the money.
John, as I've explained to you before, if you're part of the party rewards you.
new GW in quotes is right.
You have been shown to be non-compliant.
Yeah, I am non-compliant for sure. It's just dumb. It doesn't make any business sense to lose money by not selling your product.
Why though?
Why though? Exactly. Why though? I can't be unique in the fact that I went from, like, I'm going to buy a bunch of these because they're super cool and look great, and I know people who own stores, to I'm getting none.
Yeah. I think there's other
people. Well, I'm wondering if part of it might be because of like I mentioned before, because of the scalpers that are buying multiple copies and then selling them at a higher price. I don't know if that's the answer that GW came up with, because they're limiting how many people can get, at least online.
Yeah.
You can only get 3 instead of 100.
I mean, I just,
but,
yeah.
But... then I don't think scalping was an issue at the FLGSs.
No, scalping is the scalping is the problem of, hey, we released this Catachan that there's like 800 of. Oh, somebody bought 300 of them. Oh well.
That's 300 we sold.
Right.
You know, honestly, I think GW would make a crap ton more money if they actually made enough product, closed all their local stores, and instead made regional play centers where they just rented it out for events. And it was, like, perfectly tailored for hosting events.
Yeah, they would.
I think they'd make... GW, if you do that, you owe me $1 million. Consulting fee.
Take a lot of this stuff.
They won't do that. You know why?
Because I didn't get it in writing?
No, it makes sense.
And you didn't get it in writing.
And I didn't get it in writing.
They got a good legal division. They don't give a shit what they got in writing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this was just announced today, and this through the retail, and so different people have reached out, but let us know, especially John, because John had different ways of getting his stuff that he wouldn't be able to get them. I'm still getting... Well, I only wanted one copy, so I'm still getting my one copy.
I know people still wanted one.
People that wanted two or three will be lucky to just get the one. Yeah. Especially if some stores get zero.
Yeah, there are stores getting zero. That, and Morgan, Born Again Manchild has a really, which is a hilarious name, has a really good point. It's such a dick punch to brick and mortar trying to recover from COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So many stores, their bread and butter is the GW sales. And now all of a sudden, yeah. Hey, guy trying to recover from COVID, yeah, you can have 45. Yeah. And by the way, this is totally going to piss off everybody who buys from you. So they're going to, if they do buy, which they shouldn't, they'll buy from the GW store. You shouldn't. If you had something on pre-order from your store and you were like one of the people who was like, yeah, I want to get it from my store, and you got screwed out of your box by GW, don't go buy one.
Yep.
I'm not going to go and buy three.
I mean, honestly, that's a very reasonable approach, not to mention which, like, you're doing it in support of your game store. You're showing, hey, like, you know what, I'm going to hold my money until you guys finally get a copy. Or, you know what, I'm going to say, I don't need this new box set now. I'm going to go buy other stuff that you already have. Like,
yeah.
Like, what is it? I freaked out, everyone freaked out about Sisters. Obviously, that oversold. And, like, mine are still gray. Like, at the end of the day, you have to kind of, you can be honest with yourself. Be like, how, you know, are you going to build that? Are you going to paint that? And the answer is yes, goddamn it. Just don't tell me when.
Not to mention, like, screw it. Like, some of the things you're really going to want from the box are, like, the book. You're going to find those on eBay. No problem.
So easily. Yeah.
Somebody was saying they already saw, like, the Primaris half going for $250 on eBay. So they didn't do anything to stop the scalpers. Like, none of this makes any sense.
Well, someone else is saying that the UK stores got their full allotment.
Right. Yeah, Mr. Inquisitor, that's not true for a lot of the stores on the coasts. So the East Coast and the West Coast stores have a different player base, particularly California, where the Magic the Gathering is not the bread and butter of the store, but actually 40K is. There's several stores here where 40K is the bread and butter and Magic the Gathering is just something that helps. Or actually board games in certain areas here are the thing.
Huge.
Yeah, board games are huge around here. So the Magic the Gathering is huge. I understand it's massive in some places, but still, like, if you're trying to recover, how many people are buying Magic the Gathering cards when they can't come to Monday Night Magic or Friday Night Magic?
Before our store closed,
Thrieve.
Their big seller was board games.
Board games and the 40K.
It was board games and miniatures highlighted by 40K.
Right.
Let's
be real. It was 40K because the rest of those miniature games were the stupid historical pet projects of the owner who was like, this game's going to be massive. This game's going to be huge. Let's buy a ton of it and not buy any 40K stuff that's coming out and then not sell any of that historical stuff.
Or, you know, I mean...
sell after it had like a 90% markdown.
Right. And in the meantime, everybody's walking in like, hey, can I get this 40K thing that just came out? Oh, no, we only got one of those.
Yeah.
Why'd you only get one? Because we got all this World War One aircraft dogfighting game. Don't you want this? No.
Mr. Store Owner, how come you're having a hard time speaking? Are you realizing your mistakes? Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Not backpedaling?
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous.
So really going back to the app really quick, just to switch gears with. One question that came up with the app was whether it would be a requirement for events, and that was a bit of a discussion among a lot of players and organizers. So I don't personally, I'll go with whatever the tournament wants. If the tournament wants to use the app, if it ever comes out, the army building app. Right now, everyone uses Battlescribe because that's the format that BCP uses or would prefer. You can still use your Excel spreadsheet. Should be fine.
Yep. Oh, by the way, John, you'll appreciate this. Tony says, Hammerhead Games, TFG Radio, anyone that got screwed for a ninth launch box, he'll give you 15% off anything else you want to order and figure out shipping so it's cheap.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, the retailers are not the problem, which is the crappy part, because the retailers are who are going to catch the flack.
Yep.
The retailers are going to catch the flack because GW won't ship to them, even though there really shouldn't be a problem with it, because they want to force you to buy from their stores, which is why I'm saying, don't blame the retailer, don't buy this box set. If you can't buy it from a third party, or from a second party. Just don't do it.
If you think about it this way, this entire year has demonstrated to us that there is absolutely no way as individuals or even as a group we can change anything to better our world.
Correct.
Except for this. Maybe this we could do something.
Maybe so, this. Maybe this one thing we can do.
Yeah. So take that political activism and rage, and you know what? Show it to GW. We might make a change here.
Well, I mean, especially in America, you're not changing anything.
Fuck no. Oh, I'm sorry. I should put an asterisk, like America not included, void
right.
or prohibited.
Yes, you're talking about a country whose legislative branch has had a disapproval rating that massively high for decades, and it's still the same people that are there decade after decade. So yeah, you're not changing anything here. So just don't buy the box from the GW. Make a difference.
So you'd rather they just buy from, if their FLGS has one.
Yeah, and if they're not going to get one, don't buy one. Wait until they get one. And if they never get one, well, they're all push-fit models anyway, so whatever. Buy the book off of eBay from a scalper who was able to get 45 for himself that he's going to break apart and put on eBay, even though they're not supposed to do that, but they're going to do it anyways because they're going to make more money doing it that way. And then, you know, buy the non-push-fit ones when they come out because they'll be more poseable and better looking anyways.
I thought they're also selling the core rulebook separate.
I'm sure they are. But you're going to be able to get it way cheaper from the eBay guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're not going to sell it for cheaper.
Yeah, they will. Because they'll want to move them. They're just going to be sitting around. 2020 is the worst group project ever. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yep.
2020 won't exist in my memory. It's the year that wasn't. I already know that. But if I'm older, nothing will exist in my memory, so it's a few years off.
On a side note,
John, about that?
No, I think I'm good.
I think you're done?
I mean, we'll see. Let's move on, and we'll see if I circle back to it somehow.
Okay. So, along with the 9th edition, we're seeing a lot of videos and blogs. When I mean a lot.
I want to know what you mean by we.
We, everybody, all three of us.
I don't see any of this.
I don't mean see like it actually watch them. I just mean see them post it as advertising, as a, hey, look at me post.
See, the problem is I'd have to actually follow some of these things on social media to see them.
You have to remember, Adam, John is cheekily reminding us of his apathy towards most media in a cheeky way.
Yes, except for 40K today. Cheeky. I listened to 40K today.
Not even our own fucking podcast, this guy.
I'm on it. Why do I have to listen to it?
It's called Game Tape.
Dude, this is the worst Game Tape of all time.
I would not be as Game Tape.
No, but you don't even listen to us when you're not on.
You're right.
That's my point.
When you listen to 40K today, they do have interviews with the guys from Art of War, so you do hear that.
And you don't have to pay for it, which is the best part. You get Art of War access outside of a paywall.
That sounds illegal.
No, they agree to it, I'm sure.
That's not the whole package. You need to get behind that paywall, the whole package.
I don't need the whole package.
You just need the tip.
I've seen what happens when you get the whole package. It's not good.
And didn't somebody get sued for that?
No, I do have a television. I have several of them airborne. How dare you? How else would I play video games on my Xbox if I didn't have a television?
So with the what I call the glut of, especially during the TTS craze,
Oh my god.
There's a lot of content providers now than there were in the past.
Man, you think watching streamed 40K games is boring? Watch a streamed TTS game. Holy shit. If you need to go to sleep, if you have trouble with insomnia, don't take a pill, don't drink. Put on a TTS game on YouTube that's full length. You'll be asleep in the first 15 minutes. Guaranteed.
It's actually undergoing the final stages of clinical study, and the FDA is like set to approve it later this year as a sleep aid.
Wouldn't be surprised.
So there's things like that, the TTS. There's different providers, whether it's YouTube, podcast, anything else that's going on. So a lot of it is there. I know Tom watches some.
Yes, I watch several, and I will not name them because damn the competition. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm curious to hear if there's any that are actually any good.
Unless Adam, this isn't permitted. I was just going to give a shout out to one that I think is good that I've been watching.
Well, what I wanted to ask was, so how do you separate what like you put in the show notes, the wheat from the chaff? Like what persuades you to listen or to watch a particular show?
For me, it's two things. First, neither person has and I swear to God, I'm not targeting anybody. I'm just talking in general.
Can you say that again?
For me, it's...
I'm
targeting people. It's if they don't have a grating voice or personality, if they're even keel, if they're enjoyable to listen to, then yeah, for sure, man. Like, that's a kind of number one important thing.
Yeah, there's a couple that I get turned off on because of the voice. I'm like, I can't listen to you for more than 15 minutes, dude.
Or even the behavior is just like, God, okay, shut up, we get it. You have a gimmick and it's annoying.
Why are you attacking me like this? On my own show.
It's right, you're not going to listen to it later.
In my own house.
But the other thing is, for me, is if I can listen to it while working and still catch it. So it's like if I'm listening to something else and I can follow along and like be working on something actively and still kind of like if I can comprehend what's going on in the background, then for sure. Yeah. John, that's a great meme. I follow it completely.
Do you prefer watching battle reports or listening to podcasts?
I'll watch a battle report if it's not insanely muddled. If it's casual but competitive or it doesn't take itself too seriously and it's not like super focused in on every single dire point and everything. It's just like simple views, very easy to generally follow if you understand the game. They give kind of summaries of what's happening in their turns. I prefer podcasts only if it's like kind of shorter form and it's like either funny to listen to or enjoyable to listen to, or like they're giving you, hey, here's some solid content. Honestly, for me, I think I've only recently been getting into, what's it called? Yeah, I am a chain smoker. I go to Marie Callender's every single day, order three chicken pot pies and smoke my Virginia Slim Ultralight 100s. What was it? The last thing was basically just like the articles. People who write really good articles that are not behind paywalls, I actually really enjoy it too.
You know what's ironic? You're talking about how you only listen to podcasts if they're shorter or whatever. Like, that's one of the things that's a big thing.
I know.
And one of the things I talked about when I had me on 40K today, one of the things I talked about that they cut out, because they cut out things, and I'm totally not complaining they cut out anything. One of the things they cut out was the discussion about how there are times where I'll be like typing into the chat, let's wrap it up. It's like over an hour and a half. We're not even talking about anything. Let's stop. And that was the same part where I was talking about that I named you Tom, because I was like, well, Tom keeps things going because he'll fill space on our show. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I am a fat bastard.
And that was the part where they cut out. And I was like, how ironic is it that they cut out the part where I was talking about shows going too long?
And the only probably time I've ever been mentioned in any other podcast besides this one.
Probably true. I gave you a plug. It's not my fault to cut it out.
That's my favorite part of that episode, John. The part where they cut out Tom.
But the sad part is that it was only your favorite once you learned about it.
No, it was my favorite before that, because I noticed that there was no mention of Tom.
It's he like, no.
You mentioned Danny.
No, see, I feel like I could just see them in the editing room and they cut it out and you're just walking somewhere and you're like, oh, I feel better for some reason. like a disturbance in the forest, but like in a good way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because right now there's a lot of 9th edition focused topics, and a lot of them are like, one of them was actually like, what are the best armies in 9th edition?
That's for that.
So, and I'm with John, and I haven't watched, I don't think I've watched any of the YouTube ones or even listened to any of the 9th edition podcast ones. Because I'm like John, where it's like, okay, I get it. You want to promote 9th edition, but you don't have all the rules yet. You know, how can you claim or speculate? I guess it's just speculation. Yeah, it's almost in the same vein as when they would show games being played with 9th edition, but they were just using 8th edition. With the 9th edition.
And there's a lot of people out there using the, this is from a playtester. Or, listen to this from the playtesters. And I'm like, there's only so much you can actually be saying as a playtester without getting in a lot of trouble. So, I'm sorry, you're probably not giving away the farm on the secrets to the, and it's like, nobody's even played this thing. You playing with the one guy you live with because you're not allowed out of your house is not playing 9th edition.
Depends what state you're in.
Yeah, some states that's legal, John. Stop. Come on. 2020, get woke.
Yeah.
There's some states where they can leave their house, you know, at their own risk. But yeah, so there's a lot. That's why for me, I don't watch a lot of the, to be honest, I don't watch a lot of the YouTube stuff. Because it's I, like John, I prefer playing it to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
You can tell me, it's like when I used to in class, you can tell me what I'm supposed to know, but I'm not going to know it until I actually do
it. Yeah, Falcon's right. Somebody was giving away the farm.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they got in a lot of trouble for giving away the farm, I believe.
Somebody spilled the beans.
Yeah, I know. So, John, you don't really watch anything right now, right?
No. I'm not big on watching a bunch of YouTube videos. There was a funny, I was at work, and somebody's like, hey, what do you think of Dr. Fauci? And I was like, why? And they're like, because I saw this YouTube video, and I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm not interested in what you heard from a YouTube video. I'm just not. I am not interested in what you heard on a YouTube video. Because it's YouTube's just entertainment. If you're using YouTube to get, like, information and facts, I just don't talk to me.
But, John, it's the internet. Internet doesn't lie to me.
Yeah. YouTube's entertainment. You want to watch the 40K stuff on YouTube for entertainment? Awesome. I don't want to sit down and watch an hour and a half of 40K on YouTube. Like, I just don't. And I know that we've uploaded, like, our full battle reports before that we've done on Twitch, which is fine. Some people watch it. Sure, some people like to watch it. I'm not going to sit down and watch an hour. Like, who has an hour and a half to sit down and watch YouTube anyways?
Me stuck at work and having three monitors.
Yeah, people stuck at home.
But you're not actually but you're not actually watching. You're doing work, and it's on.
You're literally listening. Yeah.
Can we put the doing work part in quotation marks?
I mean, we can, but what if somebody from your work watches the show randomly?
Yeah, what are you talking about? All I do is work. Between my 8 hours, I am on the job, on the clock.
Yeah, I will then point them to my email history and the activity they're in, and then I will say also, clearly joking.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sitting in an airport tower for 8 hours with 8 hours of no flights because of COVID? God. But why spend it watching YouTube?
There's
other things to watch. Like, I'd rather watch a good documentary on Netflix than sit down and watch YouTube for an hour and a half.
Well, but the thing is that, like, eventually you start getting into the depths of YouTube. Like, there's, like, a whole Reddit thread called Deep Into YouTube, and it's, like, people posting these really obscure, really interesting videos that have, like, no hits. And it's just, like, stuff that they find. And it's, like, there's just... Because the thing is, like, right, YouTube is like a Google search engine. It's whatever's in front of you and what's trending. But, like, as opposed to Google, like, you don't know, you don't have an agenda, you're just going to show up, right? Maybe you have, like, one video you want to look at. But now it's like, imagine intentionally trolling through those steps. Like, man, you could find some insane shit, probably.
Yeah, insane shit that, like, is, like, making people believe the Earth is flat.
Yeah. Also,
dude, my problem with YouTube is that it's not informative. And when it tries to be informative, it's just conspiracy theory bullshit.
Yeah, I'm looking at you know, some titles right now, like How to Play Harley Quinn, Tips from 40K Playtesters. Right. We finally played 9th Edition, you know, things like that.
Yeah. But you didn't really play 9th Edition. You played the leaked rules with some stuff without the appendixes and FAQs and with one mission.
Yep.
You didn't play 9th Edition. You played a sliver of what was leaked to you.
Well, even with the core rules, you're just playing the core rules without the appendix and without the points. We don't know the new points, and that, and even if you play down points, like, oh, we're only going to play 1750 because we figured that's what's going to be the number after all the adjustments are shown.
It's like showing up to the park and you play flag football, and when your friends ask you, hey, what'd you do? Played professional game NFL football today. Oh, man, really? Yeah, referees and everything.
Yep. Yeah, Tom Brady was there. He said it was really cool. Yep. He gave me $3 million, and he let me kiss Giselle.
This is exactly what that sounds like, those 40K videos sound like.
And dude, and then it's finished with, and everybody clapped.
please clap.
And then everyone started cheering.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what they sound like, man. It is. I played 9th Edition today. Cool.
Everyone cheered.
How many touchdowns did you score in the Super Bowl, too? Can you tell us that one?
Yeah, so for myself, anyway, even though I don't watch them, I mean, if you are going to watch them, just be aware that they're not actually playing the full 9th Edition because we're still missing the point value.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like 9th Light.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's why the one that I like, they're very upfront about that. They're like, this is the game, this is what we're seeing, you know, we don't know points, and what we do know we can't say. So, like, this is just, like, us dipping our toes in, and, like, I think they accidentally mentioned they were a playtester once.
Right.
Like, they didn't take this. They're more like, hey, we're excited to show you guys this stuff, and we're excited to play and hang out. And it's like, okay, that shit right there, like, that's what I'm about. Stop trying to sell me this, like, you know, grab me title line bullshit of, like, oh, like, you know, 10 things GW doesn't want to know about 9th edition. Number 8 will surprise you. Like, don't give me that bullshit. Like, come on. Come on, son.
So for right now, I mean, like I said, if you're going to watch those type of videos, and I only say this just because I don't want people to get the wrong idea about 9th before it's even out, because I've seen a lot of arguments and discussions, especially because I'm a mod for the Comp 40K group, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on there. It can be exhausting at times.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never once caused a problem in that group.
Adam is basically saying... Adam is basically saying, please, he would like to work less, so stop giving him work to do.
I've never once been the subject of a conversation about whether or not I should be banned in the mod chat of that group.
I can't remember if you have it. Oh, wait, you think you have it.
And I want to find whoever invented Finecast and shoot them.
Yes. Yes.
Completely unrelated, but also very important.
For those that are unable to watch the Twitch stream, Tom is currently working on our Eldar Army, our show Eldar Army, and I guess it involves some Finecast. Which Finecast? What do you have?
I was made not aware of this.
Hey, you agree to the terms and conditions?
Oh, Dark Reapers, right?
Dark Reapers, yeah.
I will point you to the little checkbox you clipped after not reading the 9,000 words of text. And yeah,
I'm wondering if those are the older Finecasts or the latest Finecasts. Because the latest Finecast isn't actually as bad.
What do you mean latest? They actually, like, changed it?
let's put it this way, these I think detailed, so. The year on the brew says...
Hey, for the record real quick, to prove how terrible TTS is to watch,
sure.
TTS, okay. Warhammer 40K, is now live, and okay. they have less viewers than us.
and we're shit.
What channel is that?
TTS, where, I don't know. It's a recommended channel for me. I don't know why. I've never watched a game of TTS on Twitch in my life.
It's because the government facial recognition programs know that you talk a lot, so they decide.
Yeah, so Airborne 248 says the old stuff is more rubbery, and then the newer stuff is a bit more stable and solid, but that it's still trash for the fine cast.
Well, yeah, because it's fine cast. It's still trash. It's not even better than Forge World, and Forge World is trash.
I mean, it's probably
TTS
because...
TTS has less viewers, and so I'm pretty sure that bodes well for whoever's starting to try to get a TTS league going.
Yes. Have fun with your TTS league.
But dude, if it's a pro league though,
it's gonna be great.
I mean,
oh yeah, pro.
It's gonna be good.
Pro league, dude. Yeah, who we have to watch a lot at LVO.
You just can't see the vision, okay? Just can't see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a. So we have a couple, I think one or two questions from the Patreon group.
Wait, it's 9:40 and we're already on questions? Damn, that was fast.
Thank God.
I was like, why isn't John furiously typing?
It was mostly John complaining, so that's fine.
This is going to be a great episode. I can't wait for the emails.
I mean, you haven't really done it a lot.
What, emails?
Playoffs?
Playoffs. If you have any questions in the chat, go ahead and ask in the chat. We're sure to answer them.
No, we will not be sure to answer them. Don't say that. You don't know what they're going to put in there.
We don't have to answer exactly what they
asked. Did we not cover my feelings about the people when we started?
We hinted at it, but we did not explicitly say.
Because stop promising things for the royal we.
All right, first question is John from Laverne is asking...
who likes long walks on the beach?
With release of some of the rules, what do you see as future issues or being issues at tournaments?
Yes.
Reading, the same thing that have always been the issue, which is reading comprehension. Which is more a problem with the public education system than the rules of Warhammer.
Slam.
Oh, and also, the thing that is always a problem, and it will be the problem with the same people, which is slow play.
Oh, yeah.
Smaller games, smaller table size, should go faster. Same players still only making it to turn two.
I'm actually inclined to disagree. I think the biggest issue with tournaments right now is actually
because the guy who's never judged LVO.
No, you don't understand. You didn't let me get to the punchline, God damn it.
Wow. I heard what Tom said, and it probably would have been funny, but John cut him off at the knees.
I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
No, you don't get that
right now.
Okay.
You know what? I think I'll listen to this one. So I can turn up the sound and hear the joke.
I hate you.
Oh, we always can come back. It's good.
I'm a one-take caster.
I think the issue will be... it's always been an issue, but it's always an issue, especially in early editions, is basically reading comprehension. Mainly because people will read things different ways. And certain and then TOs, more importantly, will read things a certain way, and that's how they're going to rule it for that particular event. So if you do have a question about how a certain rule is read or how you read it, and you note it, and you may want to talk to the TO and make sure that that's how they see it or how they actually do see it, so you're not surprised when it does come up during the tournament. Or maybe even plan around it.
Or you just do what some people do, and you don't ask on purpose, so you can have, what is that, culpable deniability?
Yes, but a lot of times ignorance of the law is not...
See, that's the problem. With some judges, they're like, oh, okay, you didn't know. I won't give you the yellow card or red card.
Well, that's why you got to know the judge.
Clocks are staying, as far as I know, L. Johnson. Coming in with his first comment of the night and a hot take.
Yeah.
Are clocks not staying then? There will definitely be clocks.
He's also got like a first.
And clocks have helped with the slow play issues because we have been able to dock players for slow playing.
What's that first thing mean in front of his name? Is it because he's the first Legion?
It's founder, 8 month subscriber.
Nice, man. Thanks for the 8 month subscriber. Damn.
Thank you. And also, it totally goes with your username.
It does.
You're the Primarch of the first goddamn Legion.
The issue will be that John and Adam's Excel skills will not have improved enough to handle LVO 2021. It wouldn't be a problem if a certain app improved enough to handle 2021.
That LVO is the most I've worked ever at a desk job, and that includes my current job.
God.
And that includes actually working. That includes actually working for money.
Yeah. Yeah, clocks, as far as we know, clocks are staying. Clocks actually have helped with people's slow play. I think there's another question from John from Laverne. Basically, who's going to set the terrain feature rules for an event? Would it be the TO? Or do we think it should be the TO, or should the players define
the TO? The TO defines the terrain. There is zero chance we should leave that to the players at the table. It'll just be absolute mayhem, bargaining for nonsense. It'll be like 4th edition, SoCal GW League, showing up, and you're bidding at the table at the store for where you should put your terrain, and I'm rolling for this terrain, and I'm going to put all this terrain in one corner. And so you have no terrain in that corner because I know this is the corner that I'm playing in. Like, I have seen what goes on with this nonsense. And a lot of the younger people who have just picked up 40K don't understand what I'm talking about. And Adam does, which is why he's laughing right now. Because Adam played in that SoCal GW League. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. And he could probably even tell you the player I'm talking about.
You could all still see it at Adepticon. That's yes. Why I'm laughing.
Yes. Oh, man.
They still do player play ceramics.
Absolutely ridiculous. It is a nightmare and a half.
I think a good rule of
thumb. Yeah, I agree. I don't think you cannot leave it in the players' hands to discuss because that's going to waste time and it's going to cause more of a time issue, especially if you're on the clock. So you don't start the clock and you're arguing, mm-hmm. you're already going to be behind the eight balls because you have fifth time
and the
start.
The bidding, oh my God, the bidding involved with that, and not even the bidding, but then the feels bads when you get certain players who walked up the table and they realize the other guy doesn't know what they're talking about, and they're going to strong-arm that for every point they can possibly get because they need to get that max score because they got a draw in one round, and the hell with missing the top eight at LVO because I got a draw, so I'm going to strong-arm this dude who doesn't know what he's talking about into making sure that all the terrain is what I want and none of it's what he wants, and then you get called over to the table, and this guy's like, I don't understand why all this terrain is against me, and I take one look at the guy and I go, what? I know why all this terrain is against you.
I think at the end of the day, the rule of thumb would be if you're assuming any kind of goodness or virtue on the part of the players such that you could think of it as a democratic or even a communist process, that's where you've made your first mistake.
For real. That's a solid point.
Yeah,
questions to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Was that Tom? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It was basically just like, yeah, honest to God, the only agency you should give to the players is playing the game. Defining the terrain, defining anything else about the RTT should not be in their jurisdiction. It really shouldn't. It should just be given to them.
Yep.
Not to mention which, it speeds things way the hell faster, and that's part of what 9th edition is about, is making things faster.
Yeah, I expect to see packets, basically with, if not even packets, just something on the table that tells you what each turn is.
Born Again Manchild on point with Machiavelli?
Yes. Yes. I've read that a couple of times. The Prince is a good one.
Better to be feared than loved, but it is best to be both.
I believe it's actually if you can't be both.
Oh, if you can't be both.
I don't have any more questions from the Patreon group.
That's good, because I barely even realized they exist.
For Hammer Wrath, it is tentatively still on.
Is there a tentatively still on weekend?
Allegedly.
September.
It's allegedly.
Allegedly.
We are having it at one of our local stores now that we have two of them.
And I'm sure half the people who want to go will be allowed to go.
Well, yeah. Well,
and we'll like less than half of them half as well that they deserve.
Damn it. I knew you were going to do that.
And you know what? I got it right.
I know you did.
I haven't put it out yet on BCP or online yet because I'm still waiting to see what's going to happen with our... For those that don't know, we're in Southern California, which means we're currently on a 3-week lockdown for any large gatherings.
Again.
Except for my camp.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're not a camp. Well, because it's not a... I don't know why the camp. I don't know.
Dude, there are so many things that California is doing where it's so inconsistent now. It's like, are they just getting a dartboard out? Like,
to be fair, there's less than 100, so we're not a large gathering.
Oh.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
We might be okay, so we'll have to see. Because it is in Pasadena, so that might be an issue too with Pasadena Health Department.
Yeah, CDC.
CDC.
So, just hold it in Orange County. Apparently everything's legal there.
I don't have to go there. So yeah. Hopefully we'll have that up and running soon. Once the stores get up and running, we'll hopefully have something to do. We're thinking about doing a stream on release date. So we'll announce that fairly soon.
Damn, man, I would not have mentioned that at all.
We're mentioning that.
The possibility of it happening.
Oh, you said possibility.
I think John's saying you threw it out into the universe, therefore it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever. Doesn't happen.
I don't trust two of the parties involved in possibly making that happen. That's all I'm saying.
I think that was made clear. per your last email.
Per my previous fucking email. The problem is, for those people not listening, or not to privy to what we're talking about, is I'm not available to run it. Because the 25th is my anniversary. And even though everything's shut down, I'll probably have to do something. And I don't trust an 8-hour stream to other people who've never done something like that before.
John, they just
Last time we did it was 8th edition.
Yeah.
It was.
And I did it. And it worked. Despite the fact that some people doubted, I was able to do it.
Ooh, damn.
There were doubts.
I never doubted him. I was just happy to be invited.
Tom was just happy to be there at that point.
Yeah. Who are we kidding? I was so ready to lose to Danny's Blood Angels in one turn.
And then it turned out everybody just lost to Adrian's Sisters of Battle in one turn.
Axis of Entropy is asking, does the app not have points?
I'm sure it has power level. That's a type of points.
When the app is released, it won't have the army builder, so I'm going to say no. But it will have the codexes, so the codexes should have points. Right? No? Yes? No?
Sure.
It'll have the 8th edition codexes.
I'm going to say no. Just be safe.
It's a brave new world.
Yeah, the Falcon says the app does not have points for now.
I love that you put "for now" in quotation marks. It really drives home the confidence in the app when you put stuff like that in quotation marks.
Better than putting it in your contract.
I don't know how useful the app. To be honest, I don't know how useful the app would be if it doesn't have the army. Because I don't normally use digital for my books anyway.
You know, people always say apps are hard, and yet the only apps I ever have not work properly are all 40K related.
The Dice app worked fine.
I didn't have an iPhone, so I didn't use it. The only, like, Battlescribe lives up to its acronym all the time. BCP has yet to make it through an OVO.
Right.
You know what? ITC Battles app never had a problem.
Nope.
So that's my exception to the rule. There's always an exception to the rule. That's my exception.
Okay, any of the games, right?
Even the games that I've downloaded from, like, third party, like, I loved the Knight one for a while. What was that one called?
Freeblade.
Freeblade was great. I played Space Wolf a bunch. Like, yeah, apps are hard, but are they? Because, I don't know. Pokemon Go worked just fine.
There you go. And I forgot where I was at when I got sidetracked with Axis's question.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, some stores. Yeah. So Hammer Wrath is still on possible Twitch stream release day, but we'll know by next episode.
What about Battle for LA? Did we figure that out?
Well, that's next year.
So it's just postponed for the year. You're not going to try to cram it in 2020.
Oh, hell no.
And create 2020 even worse.
No, I just took everybody that wants is folding their ticket over to Hammer Wrath.
Oh, Axis of Entropy. He must have missed the beginning of the show. How many Indominus boxes are your local stores getting? This is important. Hey, you know how many they're getting? 0 to 45. And you know what you shouldn't do to get one? You shouldn't go to a GW store and buy one. Fuck it. Mm-hmm.
John's calling for a boycott of GW stores for the Indominus box set.
Which shouldn't be hard.
I'm just saying, I literally went from I'm getting 3 to I'm getting 0. And none of that is my fault. It's not my fault that I went from 3 to 0.
Through the grapevine, those box sets went to GW stores instead of to FLGS.
Yeah. I was on 3 lists with 3 separate people. I was spreading the love, supporting people who needed it.
Supporting brick and mortar.
And as a note to, due to his integrity, John did have his thoughts peer reviewed, and he was confirmed to not be a male Karen about this.
That was good.
His complaints have been filed as
a joke.
That was your best one for the show. That was a good one.
Thank you.
What about the one you didn't hear? That one was good.
No, I didn't hear it. It doesn't count. I'll have to listen to it and rewind.
I hate that you're actually going to
go. Yeah, so one of our stores has, I think, 45, and then the other store, we don't know.
Apps are hard when you pay the developer $30 to make them. Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's enough. That's enough.
Hootenanny.
We are pushing the hour 30-minute mark. You know how that drives me crazy.
Yeah, relax. So, we haven't played any Ninth Edition games because we don't have the full rules. We don't officially have the full rules.
Or the full leave to leave.
Yes.
Who am I kidding?
But we hope to...
Wait, shit out of fake Ninth if I could. Ninth Light? I don't know. Good term for it.
Ninth Light.
Tom, any final thoughts for the night? Before we sign off?
My final thought is I've gotten the hang of this Finecast thing, but man, it still sucks.
It was definitely a mistake. Finecast was definitely a mistake.
Tom, learning the fine arts of Finecast.
Yeah. Fine arts.
Yikes. John, anything to add to your belligerent, bellicose?
Can't improve on perfection. Everything I did was already great. No need to add to it.
That's very on point for the time.
Yes. If you want to see the memes that were going about the Hot Topics, I posted them on the Salty John Facebook page. Just now. They just went live right now. I had scheduled them.
And no, they're not behind a paywall.
They're not. My memes are never behind a paywall. I am a man of the people.
Integrity. That's why you get peer reviewed.
That's right.
John, you know, I think next time we'll put a green screen behind you.
Why?
So we're going to help hide the room.
If 2 weeks from now when we do the next show, this room's not put back in order yet, there's going to be more issues than me needing a green screen behind me.
I think we can do that from now on. That way we can put different backgrounds behind you.
It'll be John running the show from prison.
Probably.
Because he flat out killed someone. By the way, for people who did join late, the reason John isn't displaying yet is because he's testing a Marie Antoinette cosplay he's doing, and it's still in the works. He doesn't want people to judge it too soon. So
I have to get the hair with the boat shape in it correct.
Yes. Yes.
Gotta be just right.
Because the thing is, when you say you hate the people, you need that head weave to bob just right. Like it's actually a ship on the water, on the waters of your hate.
Born again man-child, I always share my memes with everybody. Not just the brick and mortars, I spread that love. Everybody gets it. Sometimes they even get featured as the Comp 40K banner. I don't know what Black Adder is. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not.
It's a BBC with...
Oh, yeah, it's a great show.
It's actually a really funny show, yeah.
I'm not mad about Toys or Apps Access Inventory. Why do you even listen to this show? You're here all the time.
But wait, I'm confused.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. For myself, I'm still looking forward to 9.
Me too.
I'm getting a box. Through my FLGS, not through GW Store.
Same.
Not now, I just may buy one through the GW Store just to talk to John now. But again, thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Focus Fire, hopefully we'll be back soon-ish. Whenever.
What's Focus Fire?
Exactly.
I thought it's when you go to the bathroom and you aim really well.
Hell yeah. Put Sniper on that thing. Boom. Perfect aim.
We'll see you in a couple weeks. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.